Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check, that's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, gas prices up. No real news other than the fact that this is the highest the gasoline has been on the national average for 6 months now. So, yeah, we'd like to find a remedy there. But joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is on the line. Good morning and welcome. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. We're doing all right. Wish I was in Florida, but stuck in the swamp.
Yeah, everybody wishes they were in Florida. Hey, what's the latest on Mayorkas? Is it going to be impeachment sent to the Senate? Is it going to happen this week? When? What's going on?
So it was supposed. I'm frustrated personally because, you know, we impeached Mayorkas in the House, and we've been holding, not we, but the Speaker's been holding these impeachment papers for 50 days now and hasn't sent them to the Senate. Now, it was anticipated he was going to do it this week, but announced yesterday that they were going to hold it back because Senate Republicans had asked not for for them not to send it over. So it's a big mess as far as I'm concerned that we're playing this, oh, we'll send it this week, next week. We're going to attach it to this funding bill or that bill. Essentially, in my eyes, they're playing politics with people's lives. You cannot, with a straight face, tell me that there's not a border crisis. We're over 10 million illegals who have come into our country under Joe Biden, many of whom have claimed asylum, have no legitimate asylum claims. They're in our country unvetted with God knows what as their means to survive beyond taxpayer dollars. And, of course, we don't know what the intentions of many of these folks are. And many who have been picked up in the system, they're committing crimes. They're doing all these things. It's a really, really bad situation.
Now, hold on, Congresswoman. Hold on. It was the other day on Univision, I heard the Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, talk about the fact that he's examining whether or not he may have some level of executive power to secure the border. I heard him myself.
Oh, man. I feel mio, Bob. What are you doing watching Univision? And that's the thing. Don't threaten me with a good time, Joe Biden. If you have the executive authority, which we know he has exactly 8 specific actions that he could take today to secure the border, he's threatening that he's going to do it, like that's somehow going to scare Republicans. He rolled back unilaterally all of President Trump's border security measures. He has every authority to put them back in place. He's putting politics before our national security. He needs to take action now.
And it's interesting because Mayorkas was bragging not too long after he removed all those executive orders from Trump, Biden did. And Mayorkas, you know, on film, on you can see him. He's bragging about how they repealed all of the Trump stuff. So, yeah, I mean, to me, it's red-handed. It's obvious. There can be no denials, but we know that doesn't always mean everything in Washington. By the way, AOC was like defending this loan forgiveness malarkey. She was on with Colbert, and she said, look, it's a good thing if you relieve some of these students of their loans. They'll be able to travel abroad. How many Americans never get to go to Europe, but they're busy working hard, raising a family and paying taxes? Now they're paying for somebody else's trip.
Oh, my gosh. It never ceases to amaze me, the things that come out of her mouth. But, you know, I first have to say on this loan, so-called forgiveness, there is no such thing as forgiveness. Mm-hmm. It is a debt transfer. We are all going to be paying for it. And for everyone who celebrates it, I just look at them and say, you do realize you're going to be paying for that on the back end. And for every single parent and student who sacrificed, worked hard, took out loans, paid them back, saved, you know, for you know, they didn't take that vacation because they were saving. It is just such a slap in the face and so against the way of the American way. It really is just so frustrating. And that's all the more reason why we cannot survive another 4 years of Joe Biden. We have to get President Trump back in the White House. We've got to take the Senate and we've got to keep the House.
Hey, another thing, issue that you're going to be dealing with, because apparently it just passed, at least, to get out of the whatever you call it, caucus or whatever, 9-2, the FISA thing, the Section 702, this reauthorizes a lot of powers for the federal government to be able to do. What's your take on that? How are you going to vote?
You know, this is going to be the really, really hot, contentious topic. And this week you're going to find out who actually believes in their oath to the United States Constitution and who doesn't. And, of course, you know, we know Ben Franklin said those that will forsake their liberty in the name of security will have neither. This is that moment. We are seeing a reauthorization of FISA, which is the Foreign Intelligence Collection Apparatus, which has been abused wildly for years, where you have over 400,000 times where Americans have been, without a warrant, have been targeted by the federal government. And their information, their data, their privacy has been violated by the federal government without a warrant. And so for us this week, we have an opportunity to actually put safeguards in place that can, again, allow them to continue their work in the intelligence community to protect national security, but making sure the safeguards are in there where they cannot use it against Americans. If you are going to be seeking this information, you need to get a warrant. And so I'm proud that we're supporting many of the initiatives to protect the constitutional rights of Americans. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that there's no clean reauthorization that does not put any safeguards in place. This is critically important because, as we've seen in this weaponized government, if you give them an inch, they will take a mile.
Well, in a post 9/11 world, we thought it was a good idea. And yeah, we considered how it could be misused and abused. But we were also at a time when we were frightened, quite frankly. And now we see exactly what others warned us about. Hey, you give government too much power. We want you to catch the bad guys. The problem is there's some people in power that think like Trump or conservatives, they're the bad guys.
Exactly. And there's a common sense approach in this that I think sometimes gets lost, where certainly nobody wants to have zero visibility when it comes to going after the bad guys. But we also don't want people to be having unfettered access to Americans, where if they don't agree with your political viewpoint, they can suddenly target you and call you an enemy of the state. We need to make sure that these safeguards are in place, because at the end of the day, you either are a constitutionalist or you're not. And the Constitution is one of the most thoughtful documents in the world when it comes to protecting individual rights, freedoms, and liberties. We have got to make sure that we protect it at all costs. It's not a la carte. We cannot forsake our liberty in the name of security.
I know you spoke about EVs recently. I guess as we wind up the interview here, give me your quick take on EVs in general and what your thoughts are.
Well, if it wasn't enough going on in the world to make you angry, it just came out that $7.5 billion is what Joe Biden has spent, and only 7 EV charging stations have been built. That's about $1 billion plus per EV charging station. It is absolutely mind-boggling, and all at our expense. We've got to get in control of this White House, because the only thing that's green about the green agenda when it comes to Joe Biden is the color of the money that they're printing.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's a great line.
It pains me. It pains me how much we're spending on this. I'll use Joe Biden's word, malarkey. But it's just wild when you have Toyota coming out saying we don't have enough critical minerals to replace the batteries, the car's already on the road, and for what it takes for one EV vehicle in terms of critical minerals, we could do 6 plug-in hybrids or 93 traditional hybrids. I mean, come on, common sense, folks. It's not that hard, but as we know, Bob, common sense is not common.
Apparently, when Joe was asked about it, you know, we were expecting an answer. He finally said, I can't give you an answer. People said, why? He said, because it's an ancient Chinese secret.
Wow.
Or the Easter Bunny hadn't given it to him yet.
That's another one. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Congresswoman Kamik, keep up the good work. Keep fighting the good fight. God bless you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
All right. You do the same. Yeah. Nah, don't want the gig. Nope. No. She's a hard worker.
Oh, my goodness.
Good luck dealing with all those knuckleheads up there.
Can you imagine?
No. It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Biden, don't worry, doesn't want your guns. Oh, wait.
What?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
More polls. Not the kind you dance on. Hang on. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.